says that you need to be the is what sincere of faith. As a Rashi over here, there's a big chiddush. Before we start the Rashi, there's three afsharis in the Rishonim, three possibilities of learning the tzir of Hedah. One possibility of learning the tzir of Hedah is that it's in the Rishus of the Nitva, and he says it's already yours. Either it's a pikadon, and a pikadon always belongs to the person, as it's in my Rishus and it's yours, you could take it, you could have it, it's yours. Rashi's Mechadish, even in Halva. That's one way of understanding the Tzir of Helach. Another way of understanding the Tzir of Helach is, like we're going to see in Rishayim, Ritva, other Rishayim, you're holding it in your hand and you're ready to give it over. Imam is holding it in your hand and you're saying, hey, look, you're ready to give it over. That's level number two. Level number three is it's only Helach if you gave it over already. It's talking about we handed it already. Those are the three levels in the Rishayim. So, let's be born in the Indian. We'll start slowly. We'll start from Rashi. How does Rashi learn the Tzir of Helach? Rashi says, Lo Yitzetzim, V'Hangel Cha B'chol Mokom Shehen. As the Lashon of Lo Yitzetzim is mashma that we're talking about Halva, not Pikon, because by Halva you could be Moitzi it, you could use it for your personal use. By Pikon, you can't use for your personal use. The Goin in Shulchan Aruch says, the Diuk like Rashi, that we're talking about a Tzir of Halva is the Lashon Manali Biyotcha. The Lashon Manali Biyotcha is mostly found in Halva. By Pikadon, a person doesn't say money, I have money by you. He says, I have a Pikadon by you. The Lashon Manali Biyotcha Zot the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch is Meduyik that we're talking about Halva. So Rashi is Meduyik that he learns the Gemara's going by Halva. Zot Rashi, as Chiddush number one, Rashi learns by Halva. Chiddush number one. Rashi says, we're talking about Halva, Loi Hetzeisim. The same money you gave to me, I still have in my hand, in my wallet. I still have the same money. And he's saying on that money, Hetzelcha b'chol makom shehen. Wherever they are, they belong to you. As Mavur in Rashi, a Gavaldi Gechash. I lent you money, you have $100, but if you didn't spend the money yet, you have the same $100 bill, and you say, as it belongs to the other person. And that's why it's Helach. Now, Lashon of Rashi, Meduyik and Rashi, we're not talking about where he's in Beis Din and he's got the $100 bill in his hand and he's saying, ah, hey, this is the same $100 bill and you gave it to me and here it is. No, Rashi's lashon is, V'hein shelcha v'chomakom shehein. Mashma, even if that $100 bill is sitting in my house, it's sitting in the safe in my house, it's sitting in the envelope in my house, but it's b'chol makom shehein. It's in my house, afilu achi, it's helach. Helach does not have to be that I have the money in front with me invested. As we have three diyukim in Rashi, big diyukim, each one. Number one, we're talking about halva, hetzeisim. Number two, hein shelcha. Halva has a koyach, that when I say it's yours, but Rashi's Meduyik, that's only when I didn't spend it. If I spend the money and have another $100 in my house that I want to pay you with, then it's not called Helach. only when I have the same $100 bill and I didn't spend it. Lo yitzeisiv. Then when I say vein shalcha, it works. Diyuk number three is b'chol makom shehem. Heilech doesn't have to be in front of Bezdin. Even if the money is in my safe, in my drawer, in my mechulek, afilu hachi, it's still called heilech. Those are three big diyukim in Rashi. You could learn this innocent Rashi and not realize that Rashi is mamish. Every step of Rashi is big. Big yisayis. Okay, so let's break it down step by step. Step number one, freg de chedushe yamra, and the agoyis agra on the side brings it. The agoyis agra does not bring every rishon that ever was asked the question on Rashi. The agoyis agra is mitzayin to the Ran because the Rashi is merapsin in igra. Everyone who reads this Rashi has to have aga on the side. Hare milva leitzanit my kama. What in the world is Rashi saying? We hold la locha, the Gemara in Kedushin, Bachmen Zayin, milva leitzanit. As soon as I give you a milva and I lend you $100, it's yours. It's leitzanit. You could be mitzit. The malva can't tell you, give it back to me. The loiva has it. It's his. As what's Rashi saying that because lo yitzeisim b'chilcha b'chol makom sheh. Thus is the bomb kasha on Rashi. As the Chedushi Harim and Reb Nochum, so whether you're a gerer, whether you're a mirror, they both say in this Rashi is mevur a gevaldige chiddush. It's mevur in Rashi that milva leitzanitna is not kipshutai. The Olam understands milva leitzah, the Ran included, that it means as soon as I gave it to you, it becomes yours. It's the malva's money. Once he gives it to the loiva, it becomes the loiva's miyad. Rashi learns, no, it still stays the malva. As what does lehitzah mean? As Menachum brought Rashi amen zayin amen aleph in kedusha. Gavaldi yechidish. Rashi says milva lehitzanitna means that the loiva has a schus to use it for whatever he wants. And if you really think about it, it's like reading the words kipshutai. What is loitza nidna? You could be mitzian. It doesn't say milva shalcha ninu. If it's coming to say it's yours, the second you get it, it should have said milva shalcha ninu. What's the lashon milva loitza nidna? Mashma hagam, it's not yours. But still, loitza nidna. You could use it for whatever you want. Of lamaisa, it still belongs to the malva. Just the loiva could use it for whatever he wants. Aybaze, that's the pshat in Rashi. You don't need a new maisa kinyan. When do you need a new maisa kinyan to be kind of the mice? When it belongs to the loiva. Anytime the loiva wants to transfer violence to the malva, as the malva has to do a new maisa kinyan. But over here, it's still the malva's money. The loiva has a schus to use it, if he wants to. But it's still the malva's money. As therefore, if he says, hein shalcha, it's taka his. The taka belongs to him. And Reb Nochum said, very nicely, that there's a makor to Rashi from the Gufa Gemara on Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Kedusha. That's the pshat in milva leitzanit. Why? Because the Gemara compares milva to pikadon. Just like a pikadon, it belongs to the person who gave it. Hu adin milva, it belongs to the person who gave it. Frek Rav Nochum, what is halvah doing to a pikadon? A pikadon belongs to the mafkid. It doesn't belong to the shomer. But if we hold milva leitzanitna, as soon as you give it to the loiva, it becomes the loiva's. As how could you compare it to a pikadon? As in the fact that the Gemara compares it to a pikadon, as therefore you see that it's milva leitza, doesn't mean it's his, it just he has a schus to be mighty. Ad kan Reb Nochum in Sefer in Baba Metzia. Abba Sarich Bia, the Ran argues on Rashi. Many Rishonim argue on Rashi and learn Milva Leitzanin, that means it belongs to the other person. As Im Kain, so how are they going to learn the Gemara that compares it to a Pikadu? As that we saw together in Kedushin, Dabav Amid Beis, that Renochum said another big Yisoid. The other Rishonim learned that the Yisoid of Halva is Memoini Gabach. Is a Maya She'ena Be'en that's sitting by you, and that's what I'm being Teiveya. As the Pikadin is going on the Maya She'ena Be'en that is sitting by you. The Memoini Gabach. That's what we're comparing it to a Pikadin. Okay. Abba Kepshuta, the Gemara, is more Mashma like Rashi. Okay. As thus is Shlav no Ma'alev. No Frexach the Grace Shaila. The Gemara in Kedushin says, because Milva Leitzanina Hamikadish B'milva Eina Mikudeshes. You lend the Isha money, she has the same dollar that you just gave her. You even say you lend her a tabas. She has the same tabas. Actually, it's better by money. You lend her a dollar. She has the same dollar that you just gave her. Oh. You say, Ariat Mukudeshes. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Eina Mukudeshes. Pashas, you learn, there's Milva Leitzanin. It's not the balls, it's her money. Of according to Rashi, that Rashi holds, Milva Leitzanin. Rashi is Meduyik. It doesn't belong to the Leiva, it belongs to the Malva. He doesn't even need a Maisa Kinyan, it still is. As why is the Allah Mikadesh B'milva Eina Mikudeshes? What's shot in the Gemara in Kedushin Dat Mem Zayin? It says, because Milva Leitzanin, the Mikadesh B'milva Eina Mikudeshes. If you don't like the Ran, the Gemara is great. Mikadesh B'milva, it belongs to the Leiva. It doesn't belong to the Malva. It doesn't have money to be Mikadesh with. Of according to Rashi Ovia, how are you going to learn? Zakrim Nochum. Rashi will hold the chsarn of Mekadesh B'milva by Milva Leitza is the Isha already has the schus to use it if she wants, as you're not giving her anything new that she didn't have before. She could have spent it. She could have went to the store and bought something with it already. She has the right to use the money, as you didn't give her anything new which she didn't have before. In order to be Mekadesh Isha, you have to give her something new to make the Kedusha. A new schus that she didn't have already. She already had the schus to be mighty. As it's not called, you gave her something new.
You gave her something she doesn't have to pay back now.
What?
She doesn't have to pay back. It's not a law anymore. She's paying the dollar. She owns it.
That's such a good question, but even before Rashi, it's a question. I, Mekadesh Minova, she had to pay you back. You saved her a dollar. And that's how some of us should learn. That's why Rashi says it's a chsan and then sina to explain what you're saying. Good. Okay. Thus is the first step in Rashi. Lamaisa Tzarech Lahadish is a Rashi in Gedushin Davava Mitbeis, which is Mefurish not that space. Rashi says Milva Leitzanit not means it belongs to the Leiva right away. It's not Mefurish Rashi, not that way. Abba Bishaita in Gedushin we saw that the Toisis Riazokin and other Mefarshim learned that there's a Machloikis Asugis and Mekadesh B'milva Eina Mekudeshes between the Sugya on Mem Zayin and Davok. As that maybe would be a marker that it's a different way of understanding Milva Leitzanit. No. Now, there's two Mandiyamrim of Mekadesh B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. First of all, it's two different Mandiyamrim. Second of all, each one says a different reason. As vice to chois, they hold differently about Milva Leitza. Efshe, that's how Rashi will learn. Or Einachinami, to steer in Rashi. Won't be the first. Yeah, won't be the last either. Steer in Rashi, what's made Milva Leitza? This is the different Maduras in Rashi. You have the handbook of the daily Achronim, Rashi Yofi different Maduras, Rashi Dushin Vava Mebeis was the first Madura, Rashi over here, Rashi Dushin Mem Zion is the later Madura. Oh, that will be Avinu Shvi. We have a big machloikis Rashi, what Milva Loitzanitna is, and Nafkaminim Pshat. Yeah, Rashi is coming from our Sugya to explain how is there a. Okay. As thus is Nakuda number one in Rashi. Nakuda number two in Rashi is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua comes and he says, Arizi Yechidish in Rashi. He says that L'choira, the standard seer of Heilach is, you're standing in Pesdin and you say, Heilach, give it over. Why is Rashi making such a complicated seer? With such chidushei Torah. Rashi's saying, it's talking, the money's in the house. And he didn't spend the money. And, why didn't Rashi just say, the Pasha Tzir? You know what the Tzir of Heilach is? The Tzir of Heilach is, he's standing in Beis Din like the Rishva, and he's holding the money, and he's saying, Heilach, take it, and he's giving it over. Why did Rashi learn like the Rishva, which is really the Pasha Tzir? Heilach, take. It's right here in front of us. Take it. Zog de Pnei Yeshua, Arizi Yechidish. Zog de Pnei Yeshua, he wants the body from Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds over there, everyone holds your part. There's no machlaikis. The whole machlaikis is only when it's in your house and you're saying Hela. But if you're in Beis Din and you're handing it over, everyone holds its part. Everyone holds. There's no din taira. He handed it over. Goodbye. Go home. Sagonish satar. Be'emes, the mocker is the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says Heilach commanded nokit lebi yadei dami. Mashma that if you nokit lebi yadei, if he's handing it over literally, you don't need the chiddush of Heilach. Where do you need the chiddush of Heilach? Where you didn't hand it over literally. But it's still commanding Nokit Levi Yadei Dami. As the Makor of Rashi, Ma'od Yitachin is really the Lashon of the Gemara. That the Gemara says it's commanding Nokit Levi Yadei. Mashma, we're not talking about it here where he's Nokit Levi Yadei. You could hear, what is the Machlekes if you say Heilich or not? As the Nochum was Medayik, Rashi, Divrei Amaschel, the next one. Chayev li shava al ashal. V'lo yaminan hani di kamoidu le begavayu. Hoyo v'isnu beinayu. Kiman di nokit luhu domi. El kisha moidu b'mixesu v'chayev. Zot Rashi, what's pshan in the man di yama chayev? You don't say hoyo v'isnu beinayu. Kiman di nokit luhu domi. Zakir Nochum, the Duyik in Rashi, the Machloikis is like the Balamor. If something is Oimedes Lipara, if it's commanded Nokit Luhudami. Rashi explains the Mandiyam of Chayiv holds, it's not commanded Nokit Luhudami. Mashma, the Nakudis of Machloikis is, if something which is Oimed Lipara, if it's commanded Nokit Luhudami. And that's like the Balamor that we had yesterday that learns what's the machlekes heilach chayiv heilach pata. The machlekes is when it's a medes lefora, is it commanded nokit luhudami. As Rashi's meduyik like the balamar. The fizeh, it's gargishma. If you have it in Beis Din and you're handing it over, fizeh zikr ein machlekes. Because you handed it over. The whole machlekes is when you don't have it in Beis Din, but it's oimed lefraya be Beis Din. He owns it already. Is that commanded nokit luhudami? As the kansa machlekes, if you say oimed is lefraya, is commanded para dami. But when he's para mamish, when you're handing it over mamish now in Beis Din, over there's no machlekes. Dainu lefi zeh Rashi learns like the palamol. The machlekes is in a matziv of oimed li pare. Could that pati you ki ilu you pare? Do you say oimed ki ilu kvar nasa? Or not? But if you paid mamish, then for sure everyone holds your partner. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to be, Medayik from Rashi. He's coming to argue on a bunch of Rishonim. The Ritva is not going Bedas Rashi. The Or Zeruah says in Rashi that Rashi's talking about its seer. He goes that Rashi wants to say a chiddush, not like the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi wants to say a chiddush. The seer of Halach is sometimes, even when you don't have it in Beis Din, when it's at home, and you say Hein Shalcha, that's also called Halach. But Avada Rashi is Moida, that if you have it in Beis Din, that's Halach too. The reason why Rashi was Noket Tisir, not like the Pnei Yeshua, because it's to tell you that if you have it in Beis Din, Zichar it's Halach Aliba the Divrei Yaakov. No, the reason why Rashi was Noket Tisir was Lirabusa. Rashi saying, even when it's not in Beis Din, even when it's at home, it could even be a Tisir of Halach. So Or Zeruah Mamish goes on Rashi. He dons in the diak of the Pnei Yeshua, and he's doichet. He says that's not what Rashi is coming to say. Rashi is coming to say afilu lirbusa, not that that's the only sin. Okay, now this is the nekudas imshat in Rashi. Number one, why is milva halach? And number two, is Rashi only in this year or even not in this year? The Maisa, the Fi Rashi, you see a Chiddush. You could have said that it's only called a Medes Lefroya when you have it in Beis Din and your mamish about to pay. Rashi says if you're giving it over to him and you're mocking it him, that's also a form of a Medes Lepoya and a Kiman de Paradox. Even though it's still in the Loiva's house, it's still in the Nitva's house, he didn't give it to the Malva, but once the Malva's coin it, that's enough to make it a Medes Lefroya Ukeman de Paradam. That's the Chiddush in Rashi. However, as Adkan is the two first Rashis, let's go further. As we see in Rashi, that Rashi says that Tzir of Halach, you don't have to be in Beis Din. Even if it's at home, it's Halach. And we saw the Shaila, is it Bedavka when it's at home? Even when it's at home. Rav Nochum said that he asked the question, in the Vitana Tuna, L'chayra, there's a Stira in Rashi. The Gemara says, Vitana Tuna, Kasal Kadaita, the Chia, time to Masnisham, Shamanan Sadi. Bahocha the Hacha Nos Hados E the Manan Sadi the Maida Tophis High Halachu Share Bifneinu. Rashi says, why in the Mishnah is it called Halach? Share Bifneinu Hu. What does Rashi mean, Share Bifneinu Hu? As if Nochum was Mefarish, Rashi means it's in Beis Din. What is Bifneinu? Bifnei Beis Din. Frekrim Nochum Astira and Rashi. Rashi in the first Rashi of Halva is Nivur, that you don't have to have it in Beis Din to make Halach. It could even be at home. If I say you're coined, it's in my house, that's enough to make Halach. And Rashi over here is Mavur, that you need it Bifneinu. You have to have it here to make it Halach. What do you do with the stiras in Rashi? That's what Rav Nochum asked. As Rav Nochum said a chiddush, he said, over here we're talking about where the guy's not saying Halach. The guy's saying Kula Shali. As he's fighting it out in Beis Din, he's not a tzaddik. He's not walking in and saying Halach. He's saying Kula Shali. He says, I want to take the whole chayfetz home. As if the chayvitz would be in his house, that's mechusa gavaina. He's fighting it out. Only when it's in Beis Din and in front of us, and we could confiscate the chayvitz because it's in front of us in Beis Din, that's what makes it halach. As an art seer of the Mishnah, the only way it's halach is when it's bifnei Beis Din. Because the guy's saying kula shali.
Bishlema, when the guy says, Heilach, take it, it's in my house, it's in my closet, you open the closet in the bedroom, I'll tell you exactly where it is. Okay, then it's Heilach, it's a medicine para, even when it's in his house. You own it, it's yours. Of an art seer of kulishali, kulishali, only when it's in Bezdin, then it's Heilach. That was the way Rav Nochum learned. Vasha wanted to learn Rashi differently. He wanted to be metargim the words. Very rare you have a machlokes like this. He said, Sherei Bifneinu doesn't mean Bifnei Bezdin. Bifneinu means the chayfetz is be'en. That's the Vasha. We're talking about a chayfetz be'en, and he brings Rashi later on Daf Hei Amid Aleph, says the Lashon of Bifneinu by Pikadon, and Rashi means the Chefetz is Be'en. As that's what Rashi is being Madgish over here. Lemaise, the Pashas of Rashi is more Mashma the first one, like the way Nochum learned, because Avad it's Be'en, Shneimer, it's Vitalis, Pashas it's Be'en, you wouldn't have to be Madgish. It's more Mashma like the Nochum learned. The Pshut, yeah. Not that thing. Yeah. Okay, this is the...
If the Mishnah is talking about where it's been, how do you have a raya to a halach even where it's not been?
So he's asking Stamashayim, Lefi the sheet is that whole, that the Mishnah is talking about where it's been, how do you have, because over here, like as Nahum said, you're saying Kula Shali, you're not halaching it. If this, and Kilo, if that's a halach, what then the other tzir? Where you halach it in your house, it's the same oimedes lipara in the same way. They're both oimedes lipara, even though it's a different kind of oimedes lipara. But he's making a very good hadgashim shot that lefi zeh, the oimedes lipara of the Mishnah is not exactly the same oimedes lipara of the machlokes of halach, and still we're comparing it. Because the Gemara held, it's similar in the oimedes lipara. It's a good hadgashim shot.
Doesn't work when it's be'en, what if zikr not work when it's not be'en?
No, it's zikr, we need be'en. But to say that's what Rashi means, of course it's be'en. The Mishnah is talking about Shnayim, where it's a betalis. Yeah. So it would not hold out. And also, the Fnei Hashis means the Fnei Bezdin. As a Vada, we're not arguing on the fact that it's be'en, it's be'en. But not that's what Rashi's coming to the mind. We should not hold out. Rashi said, Rashi is, it's Bifnei, it's in be'en. Okay, this is the Nekudas of Pshat in the Sugya of Heilach, Nekudas in Rashi. Now let's go over to the Man D'Amar, what's the Tzir of Heilach? That's what we spent a lot of time on. Now let's go over and move on, what is the Tur of Heilach? From the Man D'Amar, it's as we already started to see yesterday, at Gleile Rabbi Seinu, on the Yasid, there's a Machlekes Rishayim. Rav Nochum in the Shure Rav Nochum. Now we have the Sefer Chedushe Yeshure Rabbo. There, he also is Miyasid, this Machlekes. They learn that there is a big, yeah, Rav Nochum learned like both better, but anyway. But the Miyasid is a Machlekes. What is the Ptur of Heilach? The Miri over here says that the Gedder of the Ptur of Heilach is we come to a Din Torah. You say $100 is mine. And the other person says, sure, 50s is yours, take it. Azog the Miri, he's Mesalik the Tviyah. It's Ki'ilu, he's Loi Teveya the 50, because the 50 he gave right away. As the whole Din Torah, the whole Tviya, is only Chal on the second 50. That's the Bahar. This Me'iri is a Ravid, is a Balamor later on Daf Sadik Ches. He says the same shot in the Shita. The sheet over there brings letters between the Baal Amar and the Ravid, and the Ravid wrote back to the Baal Amar, which is really writing back to the Miri, E'efsher lahagid it. If a person walks into Beis Din and he wants $100, Beis Din has a din tayr on $100. Just because he says, I'm moida to you, and he gives it right away, it's not misalik the tefiyah in Beis Din. Lamaisa, he had him on him to get him to be moida. He walked in, he was tayveyim. Because he was tayveyim, he was moida. As the tefiyah was chal in Beis Din, the din tayr is chal. There's no such thing as being misalik a tefiyah, and it's there's no din tayr. No, the tefiyah was chal, the din tayr was chal. As Mamish, the Ravid, moving the shita, wrote back to the Baal HaMor, who said like the Miri, loy zu haderech, loy zu hayeh. That's not the pshat. As what is the pshat? As the Rosh and the Baal HaTshumis say, Taisus Rosh Bayos, the Sefer Baal HaTshumis say, that it's a chsarin in the hayda. It's not called the hayda. And the lashon of the rush is because he got the money back before the hayda. Being that it's a pikadon, or he's holding the money in Beis Din, it's ki'ilu he got the money back before the hayda, and the hayda doesn't work. The Rosh is very bekitzer. The Ksais in Simon Peizan, Siv Katan Hay, is more by Rihos. He explains this Shita that it's a Chsarin in the Haidah, that what's the gather of the Chi of Shvua of Moida B'Miksas? Because the Haidah is a Haidah Mechayeves. The Haidah is Mechayev Yumani. As Taina Derishainim, over here, you don't need the Haidah to be Mechayev. You own it without the koyach of Haidah's Baldin Kimeya Aiden. As being that you don't need the koyach of Haidah's Baldin Kimeya Aiden, you don't need the schaibus of the Haidah's Baldin, you have the money without it anyway, as therefore the Haidah can't be a siva for the Chiyav Shvua. Oh. Thus is the Mahalach of the Ksais. Oh. As Rebogber explains it, Draradik, which is the world of Rebogber, every Shvua Moed mixes is Drara. What's the Drara? The Drara is, you came, you made a Taina, and I was Moeda, if your Taina is right. As a Moeda, you're an Emesdiga guy. As Mamela, therefore, your Taina looks better than me. That's what my Haidah is Machayev me. When I walk in and I'm saying, Reb Yid, the 50 that's yours is showing yours. It's showing up to them. The dintah, we're handling over here something else. As Im Kain, the Haidah doesn't make a drug. Because the Haidah is not Machayim. As the fact that I was Maida doesn't make your Taina into a better Taina. That's the way Rebogber is Masvir Drarid. If the item gives Rishus to say a little bit different than Rebogber, we had the Taisus Rosh on Gimel Amar Aleph that says the Chi of Shvua Moedim and Mixas is Midin Gilgal. A Gilgal from the Chi of Momen to the Chi of Shvua. As then it's much more Geshmak, the Vard of the Ksais. It's not Oidah Michayeves Momen! As it's not Shaykh Gilgal. That could be a different beer in the Ksais. As the Olam handled, what's the difference? Anyway, what's the difference if it's a vart, it's misalik the tefiyah, or it's a vart, it's misalik the haidah? As Kaidim called, that is the difference. It's a world of a difference. Yeah. Das is Adam. Abba Beis, Nochum brought a Rebbe Kiva Eger and wanted to find that this Rebbe Kiva Eger is enough to mean a Lediyah. The halacha is you have to be toiveya shtei kesef, and the idah has to be approved to be machayiv moida b'mixes. Danz of the Kiva Eger, a guy walked into Beis Din, he was toiveya shtei kesef. The other person was moida two prutas. On one pruta, he says heilach. On the other pruta, he doesn't say heilach. Is there a chiv of moida b'mixes? L'choyra over here, there's a haidah that's not halach. As there's a pruta that he didn't say halach on. As a pruti didn't say Eilach should be machayiv. Abizakar b'kiveiger. If you learn pshat in Eilach is, there is no tviya. As you minus the pruta from the shteima, as now there's no longer a tviya of shteima yikesef. As a meila, you can't be machayiv midin moide b'milatzas. As if you learn, it's a chsar nidaita. As one more time, let's do the tzir slave. The tzir is, two kesef, he was teveya. He was moide, two prutas. In one of the prutas, he said heilach, and the other pruta, he didn't say heilach. As it comes out, that even though on one of the prutas, there's, you can't be mechayim moide and mitzvahs, because one of the prutas is heilach, but there's another pruta that he didn't say heilach on. As l'chayra, the other pruta has a good idea. If you learn that the Ptura of Eilach makes Oysayda, over here it only made Oysayda to one Pruta, but the second Pruta, that it does have a good Oida, and that should be Machayiv. But if you learn it's Mishalik, the Tria, and now you don't have a time of Shtei Kesef anymore. Because I Eilach a Pruta, as there's no longer a time of Shtei Kesef. As a bezei, you wouldn't be able to have a chiyuv a moide b'miksas. As a Nachum wrote, this is a kiveg is a geshmak and nafkamina ledina. If you learn the Torah is mishum, there is no hoida, or you learn the Torah is mishum, there is no no tefiyah. Thus is the nafkamina ledina. And they wanted to bring. Okay. There's another interesting nafkamina ledina and ma'od yitachin, you could be toilet in this nekuda. Rashi says that halva, if you're machneter and you say b'kol makam shehein, as that's called. The Tosis Rush argues on Rashi. The Tosis Rush says the only time it's Heilech is by Pikadon, because Pikadon kol hecha de Isa v'shusei de mare Isa. There are two kinds of bilesim that a person has. One is Shaloi and one is v'shusei. And that's the famous Gemara in Baba Kama that everyone learned. That Gezel, the Bailam's not a Latin, can't be Makdashit. Aye, it's his, even though it's Shaloi, but it's Eina Rishusai, it's by the Ganim. So if someone steals a Chayfrit from you, you can't be Makdashit. If you're Makdashit, it's not Chal. Because even though it's Shaloi, it's Eina Rishusai. Zug the Rush, in order for you to say Heilech, it's not enough, it's Shaloi. It has to be Rishusai also. As Bishlema by Pikadon, when the guy says, the Pikadon is in my house, it's in my backyard, and my address is here. As now it's Rishusai Demare, because no one could be Makivik. The door's open, he can go get it, as it's Rishusai Demare. Of a Nitzir of Rashi, by halva, even though it's shaloi, but it's not rishusai. Rashi later on, when Rashi says by pikadon, it's called heilech. Rashi stresses it's shaloi. He doesn't stress it's rishusai. The Tosis Rush has to stress it's rishusai mamesh. Not only is it his, but it's ki'ilu he has it already. What's the difference? As you could say, this is a tliya in the machlokes. The Rosh Lishitasa that wants to make that it's haidah she'ena mechayeves, he has to do that the haidah is accomplishing nothing. As that's only when it's birshusay already. As it's mamish legamri birshusay. As then, your haidah is not accomplishing anything. It's not being mechayim. It does not even putting it into your rishus. You have it already. Legamri. Abba Rashi holds it's enough if it's shalom. Once it, we know it's shaloi, it's enough. Efshar Rashi will learn the din Torah is not on it. The din Torah is who it belongs to. As long as it's yours and he's giving it over to you and you have the kinyan, finish the din Torah. Thus is a tliya, muchutig a tliya, but a shmat a tliya. Elu sheshamu taika, elu lo yishamu kamzu taika. Actually, you could be titled this machlekes Rashi and the Taisis Rush in this machlekes, whether you need shaloi or not. Okay. So thus is the tour of Heilach, the two ways of learning the tour of Heilach. Rather, the feel of Taisis and Rush, you could answer, according to the Taisis Rush, what's the machlekes of Heilach? According to the Balamor, we saw the Machlekes is in its command of Haradami. According to Taisis Rush, that learns it's a Chsarin in the Haidah, what's the Machlekes of Heilach? As that you Pashtis would learn, the Machlekes is there a Chsarin in the Haidah? That's the Machlekes. As the field of Taisis Rush, the Pashtis is, it's a Machlekes in Uchus Moide Bemixas. If this has a shame, Moide or not. The other Shita is much more geshmat to learn, like the Baal Amor, that the Machlekes is it Kiman de Paradam. Okay, it flows through geshmat, we're not Mucha. Okay, those are the Ikenekudas, the Ikenyanim in Heilach. What's the Tzir, what's the Tor, not the Mina Ladina? Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start doing the second Chelik of the Sugya, Araya Chelik is Chayek, Araya Chelik is Chayek, and Bez Hashem, we're going to have a whole new angle in the Sugya also, but that's the Ikenekudas, the Raya's Chelik.